From KETR News, this is Tomorrow's Water Today, a weekly look at issues affecting the present and future water resources of Northeast Texas. I'm Mark Haslett. The Texas Water Development Board is expected to decide this summer whether the Marvin Nichols Reservoir will remain in the state water plan. If built, the man-made lake would flood over 70,000 acres along the Sulphur River Basin north of Mount Pleasant. As mentioned on this program last week, if approved, the project must then go through the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality's permitting process. These state agencies are independent in their day-to-day operations. However, they are accountable to Texas elected officials. The Water Development Board has a special legislative committee overseeing the $2 billion special allocation to the board that voters approved last fall. The Texas Senate will likely have a new face from this part of the state next January. Van Zandt County retired businessman Bob Hall rode a wave of Tea Party support to defeat longtime state senator Bob Dole in a Republican Party runoff election last month. Having won the GOP nomination, Hall is considered a safe bet to win the general election in November. Senate District 2 is in a unique position as far as Marvin Nichols goes. The district straddles the line between the two water planning regions that are in conflict over Marvin Nichols. The western part of Senate District 2 is in the North Texas planning region that wants the lake to be built. The eastern part of Senate District 2 is in the Northeast Texas planning region that doesn't want the project. So, what does Bob Hall think about the Marvin Nichols proposal? In a recent interview, Hall said he's still undecided whether he supports or opposes the project.
It is an area that I'm starting to study, and I have not yet reached a conclusion on what I think is the best course for it to take. I think there's more information that I think it's out there. I need to absorb it and understand it better before I come down on a position of it one way or the other. And I know it's a very important area, but I will be looking into that.
Hall says he did oppose the ballot initiative that allocated $2 billion to the Water Development Board last year.
That is correct. And to put it in the proper context, there was a reason for that. And it had nothing to do with the need for making sure we have plenty of water in the future, which I am very much in favor of. But it has to do with my principles and values. And that is, one of them is that there's never a right way to do the wrong thing. And spending the rainy day fund on that particular project was the wrong thing. The water itself was the right thing. And we should have used some of the money that we, surplus we had. We had $8.5 billion that could have been used. And transportation and the water project had been identified early in the session as top priorities. But the legislature pushed those off until they ran out of money, and then they turned to using the rainy day fund. That was wrong. That was wrong to do that. They had plenty of money and could have done it out of the operation money, but they spent it otherwise.
The Marvin Nichols Reservoir proposal is starting to receive more attention from around the state and even around the country. Whether Hall chooses to join the public discussion on either side of the issue will be of interest to voters on both sides of Senate District 2. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.